Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talkie Talks Manga. My name is Leah, and today we'll be talking about my pathetic vampire life. And unlike most things that you hear about vampires, it's like any regular vampire. Well, not regular vampire, but the original vampire concept, where aside from the fact about the sun turning them into ash, it's roughly the same. They don't like sunlight. They're much stronger during the night. And animals are not fond of them. Plus, they're immortal. That's basically what it goes with here. But it's about our main guy, who is a vampire, who's named Code Manzaku. And he's at 16. And in this society, vampires who are still in school need to constantly keep doing it every single year, the exact same grade, time after time after time, for eternity. And this is his 134th time, I believe, because he's done it 133 times, and he wants to make his 134th memorable, in some sense. So the manga is basically day-to-day life about him. And in the school, there are two other vampires that he is friends with. One is much older than him, and one is a bit younger than he is. And as the story progresses, you see, it's very much the normal everyday school life, but the person who it is a vampire. So there's superpowers. There's no fantasy element to it exactly. To all you fantasy lovers, sorry, this may not be the book for you. It's basically regular school life, but with an abnormal student. You just have to see it that way. And I did, and I very much enjoy it because it's showing a vampire in a different light than most fantasy stories will show it as. And so far, there's only two volumes of it out. I am not sure if there's an anime of it, but if there is, I will let you guys know. But yeah, that's all I really know what to say about it. Each chapter is a day that happens, and unlike most vampires who drink blood, they don't drink blood. They eat KFC on the rare occasion and other things that they haven't really talked about. But KFC is a really big one that they very much enjoy eating. Like, they can eat normal human food, but it just doesn't taste as good to them as it does to us, who we love human food because we're humans. They don't love human food because they are no longer human. Okay, and this is a side note as to why I haven't been podcasting for a while. I recently did get employment of some kind, which basically has me working every day of the week except on weekends. So only weekends are when I'm free, and on weekends I want to sleep because I've been waking up very early and I'm not used to it. And this is going to be going on for about 5 months. So if there's no episodes coming up very recently, I'm sorry about that to any of the people who listen, who I know there's very few of you, but I'm actually very glad to have this place to input my opinion and to have actual people who listen to me, and that makes me really happy. So I want to just appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you all for listening to me, listening to all the stupid shit I say, putting up with all the stupid shit I say, and actually, I don't know, maybe having more viewers after this because Colton did plug my stuff, plug my brand, all that good stuff. And I know I plug a lot of things a lot of times, and due to the person, the lovely human being that I am, all of you accept it, thankfully, because I am tiny and no one knows who I am, and I am grateful for that experience in life, and etc., etc. But yeah, if you listen to all those bigwig podcasters of manga, maybe you'd like me for all the how I am so much not like them, and I am more like a normal, regular human being, like the rest of you normal, regular human being otaku freaks are. Did I say otaku freaks? No, I did not. You are imagining things. These are not the clones, droids you're looking for, manga. And I'm rambling on. So, again, thank you all for listening. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully, I will try my best to make another episode of the other manga I spoke of. Actually, there is an anime for it, which I do want to try watching. However, it's only subtitled, which is difficult for me for the reading of subtitles. My brain cannot just handle both the information of listening to the Japanese, watching, and doing the subtitles. I can multitask, just not with anime. It's horrible. I hate it. And I will try to watch it, and I will tell you which one I prefer. However, most likely it's going to be the manga, because it is clearly in English, and I also have to reread it because it's been a few years. But yes, next time I make a podcast, it will be about Inukami. And Inukami, I'm just going to put it out right now. It's not a girly manga like you may think it is. There are feminine aspects of it that would make you think it's a shoujo. But there are things about it that guys might very well enjoy. Like, I will just say it right now. Who does not want a harem? Exactly. Okay, so if you're interested in sweet lovey-dovey stuff, but also possible harem intimacy, listen to my next episode that I will hopefully have next week. If not next week, then the week after. I will update you guys on Twitter if you read my Twitter. If not, check my Twitter at TakiTalksManga. My personal Twitter, I don't post anything about this podcast. I haven't actually been posting anything in general on it due to how I'm horrible with Twitter. But you can always follow me at Irene Tears. That's two N's, not one. And I'm trying to think what else I need to plug here. There's really nothing else to plug. You can email my podcast at TalkieTalksManga@gmail.com. And I really would like emails from you guys, having your input, your say. I do want to know what mangas you know of that no one else does, and you want me to read and find out about. I'm talking to you, Colton. If Colton doesn't know anything, then I'm just going to continue doing what I do and enjoying it, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm not getting any feedback, except from my mother. And her feedback is not really what I'm looking for. So if I could get feedback from you, my preferred audience, that would be nice. So yeah, please let me know if you enjoy this. And I hope to see you guys in maybe a week or so. And have my new podcast up. And I don't know if I can have a guest on. That would be pretty sweet. Josh Dunham, you wanna collab with me, buddy? I don't listen to your podcast, but it'd be nice to collab with you, because I did with Colton, and that was pretty sweet. A lot of people listened to only that episode, because I think they only came for Colton, not for me. That was sad. Or Recon. I really don't listen to anyone aside from Colton. And even then, I only listen to one of his podcasts. And I haven't really been listening to the recent episodes because I only like the regular episodes, not the jumping ahead or what have you. I'm very dedicated. I haven't even been reading Gintama. I am so unfaithful to the series. I shame myself. I am ashamed to this family. I apologize. Forgive me, Colton-sama. Excuse me. But yeah, please do read, if you're interested, My Pathetic Life as a Vampire, if you like day-to-day school lives with a kind of whimsical-ish element, if you don't like daily school life sort of things with a tiny twist, then don't read it. Read something else that you will enjoy, and I do not have a catchphrase, so I'm not even gonna try making one. Goodbye, guys. Have a nice day and night wherever you are in the world. And whenever you're listening to this, good day to you.